Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origin Podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Today we're diving into something really fascinating. And honestly, a bit concerning. We're talking about immune checkpoint inhibitors.
Right. So these are the cancer drugs that have revolutionized treatment, like the anti-PD-L1 therapies. They basically unleash the immune system to fight tumors.
Exactly. But here's the thing. While they're amazing at shrinking tumors, they come with some pretty serious side effects. We're talking about immune-related adverse events, or IRAEs.
And this new study we're looking at today focuses on one really specific problem, muscle wasting. Like, these treatments can actually make patients lose muscle mass even while they're fighting cancer.
That's really counterintuitive, right? You'd think if the treatment is working against the tumor, the patient would get stronger, not weaker.
Totally. So the researchers used this mouse model. They gave mice with lung tumors anti-PD-L1 therapy. And yeah, the tumors shrank, which is great. But the mice also lost way more body weight and muscle compared to untreated mice.
Wow. So even though the treatment was working, it was causing this whole other problem. What did they find was causing the muscle loss?
Okay. This is where it gets really interesting. They found these specific immune cells called CD8 plus T cells, basically cytotoxic T cells, were accumulating in the muscle tissue.
CD8 plus T cells, those are the ones that kill infected or cancerous cells, right?
Exactly. And they're supposed to be attacking the tumor. But what's happening is, they're also infiltrating the muscle, and essentially attacking it too. The anti-PD-L1 makes this worse by boosting these T cells even more.
So it's like the treatment is so good at activating the immune system that it's going overboard and targeting healthy tissue?
Pretty much. And here's the catch. When they tried depleting the CD8 plus T cells to save the muscle, the tumor came back. So you can't just get rid of these cells because they're also fighting the cancer.
Oh no. So it's like a lose-lose situation. You need the T cells for the tumor, but they're destroying the muscle. How do you solve that?
Well, that's what makes this study so cool. The researchers did this huge analysis looking at genes that were active in both the tumor and the muscle. And they found this enzyme called cathepsin L, or CTSL.
Cathepsin L. Okay, what does that do?
So, CTSL is this protease. It breaks down proteins. And it turns out it's doing bad things in both places. In the tumor, it's helping cancer cells spread and become more aggressive. In the muscle, it's contributing to that wasting process.
So it's like a double threat. And I'm guessing they tried blocking it?
Yes. They used a CTSL inhibitor along with the anti-PD-L1 therapy. And the results were amazing. The combination actually worked better at shrinking tumors than anti-PD-L1 alone. And it prevented the muscle wasting.
Wait. So blocking CTSL made the cancer treatment work better and protected the muscle? That's incredible.
Right? It's this perfect dual target approach. And they dug deeper into how it works. In the tumor, CTSL was working with another protein called BNIP3 to promote metastasis. You know, cancer spreading.
And in the muscle?
In the muscle, the CTSL-BNIP3 pathway was causing mitochondrial dysfunction. So the muscle cells couldn't produce energy properly, which led to atrophy, muscle shrinking.
That makes sense. Mitochondria are like the powerhouses of cells, right? So if those aren't working, the muscle can't function.
Exactly. And here's another layer. They found these really specific T cells called CD49A plus CD8 plus T cells in the muscle. These are tissue resident memory T cells, and they're super cytotoxic.
So these aren't just regular T cells. They're like specialized muscle attacking cells?
Pretty much. They express granzyme A and perforin, which are molecules that literally punch holes in cells. And the CTSL inhibitor reduced the number of these cells in the muscle.
Okay, so let me make sure I'm following this. The cancer treatment activates these aggressive T cells. They go to the tumor, which is good, but they also go to the muscle, which is bad. And CTSL is somehow involved in recruiting them to the muscle?
Yes. CTSL upregulates MHC class 1 molecules on muscle cells. Those are like flags that say, hey, immune cells, come check this out. So the T cells are attracted to the muscle and then attack it.
And blocking CTSL turns off those flags. So the T cells leave the muscle alone, but can still attack the tumor.
Exactly. And what's really promising is that they looked at human data too.
CTSL expression was high in both tumors and muscle from cancer patients, and high levels correlated with worse survival.
So this isn't just a mouse thing. It's actually relevant to real patients. That's a big deal.
Huge deal. And they even showed that patients on immune checkpoint inhibitors had body weight loss similar to those on other harsh chemotherapies, which suggests this muscle wasting is a real clinical problem.
So what does this mean for treatment going forward? Are CTSL inhibitors something that could actually be used in clinics?
That's the big question. The study shows it works in mice, and there's already some CTSL inhibitors being tested for other conditions. So it's not totally far-fetched that this could move into clinical trials for cancer patients on immunotherapy.
That would be amazing. Because right now, if patients develop these muscle side effects, doctors sometimes have to stop the immunotherapy or give them steroids, which can weaken the anti-cancer effect.
Right. And that's the whole problem with these immune-related adverse events. You're stuck choosing between treating the cancer and managing the side effects. But if you could target CTSL, you'd be doing both at the same time.
It's such an elegant solution when you think about it. One drug, two benefits, better tumor control, and less muscle damage.
And they compared it to other approaches too. Like they tried blocking TNF-alpha, which is another inflammatory molecule. And the CTSL inhibitor actually worked better for both the tumor and the muscle.
So it's not just that CTSL inhibition works. It works better than other strategies they've tried. That's really compelling evidence.
Absolutely. And one more thing that's really interesting. They found that CTSL levels correlated with CD8 plus T-cell infiltration in the muscle. So the more CTSL, the more T-cells, the worse the muscle wasting.
It all connects together. CTSL is like this central hub that's driving both the tumor progression and the muscle damage.
Exactly. And what I think is so cool about this study is how they used all these different techniques, single-cell sequencing, transcriptomics, mouse models, human tissue samples, to really nail down the mechanism.
Yeah, it's really comprehensive. They didn't just show that CTSL inhibition works. They showed how and why it works in multiple systems.
And that's what you need for something to move forward clinically. You can't just say this drug helps. You need to understand the biology behind it.
So to wrap this up, immune checkpoint inhibitors are incredible cancer treatments, but they can cause serious muscle wasting. This study identifies CTSL as a key player in both tumor growth and muscle damage.
And blocking CTSL not only prevents the muscle wasting, but actually makes the cancer treatment work better. It's a win-win.
Which could be a game changer for patients who are dealing with these devastating side effects. Really exciting stuff.
Definitely. Thanks for breaking this down with me, Alex. This is the kind of research that could really change how we think about cancer treatment.
Absolutely, Jamie. And thanks to all of you for listening. We'll catch you next time on the Origin Podcast.